T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 16 degrees. Two police officers in Hawaii are dead, both shot responding to an altercation between a tenant and property owner in Honolulu Sunday. Officials believe the suspect stabbed the female owner during an eviction attempt, then fired on responding officers.
Jerry Hannell, in his 60s, has been identified as a suspect in the killing of the two officers and the stabbing of the female.
Honolulu Police Department Chief Susan Ballard. Police say the house was set on fire after the shootings. There are reports that three people are missing. A Butler County woman who was being held hostage Saturday evening is safe, but the person holding that woman hostage is believed to be dead. It happened around 7 p.m. at a home around 3 miles northwest of Leon. The house caught fire after the woman was rescued. The person holding that woman hostage set the fire and is likely dead inside the residence. The woman was examined by EMS on scene but was not taken to a hospital. She was taken to the Butler County Jail on unrelated misdemeanor warrant. A man is dead, another injured after a crash Saturday night in Reno County. First responders were called to the 8,000 block of East 17th Avenue, where a vehicle had overturned in a ditch. Two men were ejected from the vehicle. The driver, 22-year-old Corey Riker, was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger, 22-year-old Logan Nelson, was taken to the Hutchinson Regional Hospital for treatment. Investigators believe the men were not wearing seatbelts. Authorities say speed and alcohol may have played a factor in the accident. A small earthquake was reported in southern Kansas Sunday.
The U.S. Geological Survey said a magnitude 4.4 earthquake, which was later upgraded to a 4.5 magnitude, struck near Hutchinson shortly after 1 p.m. on Sunday. No damage was immediately reported. The Hutchinson News reports that the earthquake happened near where several others have happened recently in Reno County. Kansas began seeing a spike in earthquakes in 2014 that were blamed on wastewater injection wells from oil and gas production. The number of quakes began tapering off after oil prices dropped and regulations were enacted. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A medical emergency caused a driver to lose control of his vehicle and collide with a home in the North Riverside area of Wichita.
It happened Sunday a little after 2 p.m. when a driver and his passenger were traveling southbound in the 1600 block of North Porter. The owner of the home says she was in her living room when she heard a noise outside that startled her. She looked out of her window to see a vehicle drive over the curb in her direction and come to a rest just outside of the home. The driver reportedly suffered a seizure, became disoriented, and lost control of the car. There were no serious injuries, and the driver received medical attention on site before being taken to a local hospital by EMS. The house received minimal structural damage. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation and the Pawnee County Sheriff's Office located and arrested a person who fled an officer involved shooting early Saturday morning.
It happened around 1:30 a.m. Saturday after a Pawnee County Sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle along US 56 about 3 miles east of Larned. As the deputy approached the vehicle, he smelled marijuana and asked the two men to exit. An altercation occurred during the pat-down between the deputy and the male passenger. The deputy fired shots at the subject, who fled on foot and ran south from the area. The suspect, 21-year-old Alejandro Alvarado from Lincoln, Nebraska, was arrested just after 8 a.m. in Pawnee Rock. He was booked into the Pawnee County Jail on an outstanding warrant for aggravated assault out of Finney County. The deputy was not injured during the incident, and the vehicle's driver was taken to the Pawnee County Sheriff's Office for questioning. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump spoke before the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Austin, Texas, Sunday. President Trump discussed impeachment in the midst of his economic achievements.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached. That's what I get out of it. By these radical left lunatics, I get impeached. But that's okay. The farmers are sticking with Trump.
President Trump is facing impeachment on charges of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. The Senate impeachment trial begins Tuesday. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Monday, Martin Luther King holiday, 6:11 now, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning, the gasoline prices here in Wichita, the gasoline prices looking kind of at the low end, seen around $2.19 a gallon here in the Wichita area, at the low end, so prices varying a little bit, but that does seem to be what we're seeing at the low side of the gasoline prices out there today. Traffic conditions today, it's looking all right. Very cold out
just
there.
Cold, but, yeah.
Yeah, just cold, but the conditions looking okay. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now your Monday morning forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear and chilly start to the day in south central Kansas, we should be sunny, around 36 for the high this afternoon. Mostly clear and dry tonight, our low 15. We cloud up, turn breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40 and a wintry mix of rain and or snow by Tuesday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 15 degrees, but not much wind. A northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, so that makes it a little more comfortable. And if you had a 20-mile-an-hour wind, 6:12 now, Steve and Ted on this Monday, January 20th, 2020. We had a cool, sunny day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was only 38 degrees. Normal high for the date is 43. On this date in 1985, Chicago set an all-time record of 27 degrees below zero. That's the all-time low record for the Windy City in 1985. On this date in 1986, the United States observed the first federal holiday in honor of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. And, of course, many of you are getting a third day off or getting a Monday off. I would imagine if you're up and listening to us right now, you might have some plans to go to work today. Well, if you do, it's a holiday, but it looks like, as usual, we'll have no regular postal delivery. Many of the government offices will be closed today. But I'm sure there are sales going on and all kinds of retail for you on Martin Luther King Day, MLK Day. Animal control officials in Chicago say DNA tests confirm a coyote recently captured in the city is the same animal that attacked a 6-year-old boy. An evaluation determined the animal was shot with a BB gun, which could have caused the limp in its movements as well as the aggressive behavior, according to the Chicago Animal Care and Control Statement. Officials said they worked with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to evaluate the animal. The animal was expected to remain at a local wildlife rehabilitation center. It was captured this month after being chased by Chicago police and animal control officers for several blocks. The boy was bitten several times and hospitalized. I'll tell you what, very rarely hear of a coyote attacking a human being. Again, and you're in Chicago. You're in one of the biggest cities in the metro urban areas in the entire world, and a 4-year-old kid is attacked by a coyote. Well, we've been talking about them recently, seeing more and more coyote counties in the cities around the country. I've seen one here near our parking lot one morning. I saw a coyote, so they are encroaching, or the humans are encroaching on their territory, I guess. But obviously this coyote that they talked about is in some sort of distress after being shot by a BB gun and obviously was... attacked this kid because it was in distress. Usually animals like that, wild animals, if they're in distress, that's the time they'll do something strange. All right, it's 6:15, Steve and Ted. I'd like to mark the passing of a well-known local cardiac surgeon. Dr. Jim Farhaw has died at the age of 89. He and his brother George... A couple of fine doctors here in the Wichita area for years and years and years, and got to know them a little bit. My wife was involved in a company called Physician Corporation of America, which Jim and George co-founded with Stan Kardatsky several years ago. And it was a Physician Corporation of America was doctors getting together to, as a group, as a trade group trying to lower the cost of health care. And they had a plan that worked very well, I thought, of an HMO-type plan that worked very well. And Jim was involved in it, his brother George was involved, and they were, of course, a couple of fine guys, fine men. And you've got, if you're not aware of it, you've got the one place where I've gone many times over the past few years is the Farhaw Basketball Complex down on South Meridian, down by 235 in Meridian. And they've got all these great, great basketball courts for kids to play on, the YMCA. And Jim and Georgia were responsible for that. Just like to say, just a prominent person who came from Lebanon, was born in Lebanon, one of several kids born in Lebanon, came to America, studied medicine, became a very good cardiac surgeon, and an entrepreneur and somebody who was heavily involved in the community, Jim Farhaw. Now, they're going to have a service at St. George Orthodox Christian Cathedral. Looks like Tuesday the 21st at 7 p.m., and then a funeral at 10 a.m. on Wednesday the 22nd. That's good. St. George Orthodox Cathedral in northeast Wichita. Again, just the passing of Jim Farhaw, cardiac surgeon, dies at the age of 89. We're coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and Jad Chambers is on the sports desk this morning. We're going to talk about leadoff sports this morning, and I'm going to throw a dart at the target on the dartboard in choosing what I think will be the lead story.
Yeah.
This morning. Pretty obvious.
What are you thinking it might be?
Man, how about them Chiefs?
That's absolutely right.
Wow.
Kansas City Chiefs yesterday, and of course they were hosting the AFC Championship game.
Right.
They had to face off against the Tennessee Titans, and, you know, Tennessee with running back Derrick Henry. Wow. That guy is just a monster.
He
is really hard to bring down, and things, I don't know, didn't get off to the greatest of starts for the Chiefs on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game. And they were down by 10 a couple of times early. So they were down 10 to nothing. They were down 17 to 10 at one point. So
they don't panic.
Or 17 to 7. Sorry, they were down by 10. Yeah,
they get behind early. They don't seem to panic.
No, they don't really seem to panic. And, well, it's really interesting. They don't seem to panic, and they've got a high-powered offense. City Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes not afraid to take that shot downfield. Now, here's the call yesterday from Mitch Holtis, and this is courtesy of 101 The Fox in Kansas City.
Twist motion by the Titans with defensive pressure, but Mahomes has time here. He throws it long. He's got a man in the middle of the field. Watkins, 15, 10, 5, angling left. Touchdown, Kansas City, a 60-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and when you're trying to come back and you're kind of on your back foot there, that's what you got to do. You can't be afraid to take those shots and make those big games
plays
out there.
Yeah,
that's right. And they managed to do so. They came back, got the lead, and then just, you know, held on to it. Kansas City wins it 35-24. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says, the reason that they can come back and win any time that they're down is his players are winners.
Yeah, big hearts. So they work hard, never give up. They're going to give you four quarters of honest football every snap. I appreciate that. They don't care about the score. They just bring it. And that's paid off for us the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has. They don't give up, and that means they can get back into games after being down a little bit after kind of a cold start. Although, to be fair, I'd rather not see those cold starts.
No, really, but they're going to the bowl.
They are. They're going to the Super Bowl. Of course, next up is a bye week.
Yeah,
bye week for the NFL Pro Bowl. And, of course, several Chiefs, I believe it was six, taken for the Pro Bowl. I have to look that up again. Not entirely sure. They will not be playing in the Pro Bowl, of course. They will be
good
holding.
Idea.
Yeah, not playing in the Pro Bowl. For the next up for the Chiefs is they head to Miami for Super Bowl 54. They'll be playing the San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers won the NFC Championship game yesterday, 37-20 over Green Bay. So that sets up the Super Bowl. Chiefs
49ers
and the 49ers.
Good. Yeah, they looked real good.
They really did look good yesterday. So that ought to be a fairly good game coming up on February 2nd.
February 2nd, yep.
That's right. Okay, well, Came right down to the wire for the WSU women yesterday. They defeated Temple 72-70 at Charles Koch Arena. Shocker head coach Keith Adams will talk about that and their matchup Wednesday with South Florida on the WSU Coaches Show tonight. You can hear that at 6, and it's over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And over there, that's going to be followed by Butler Grizzly basketball. The Grizzlies on the road at Garden City. Now, unfortunately, on Saturday, the Grizzlies came off of a 97-57 loss at Independence. So, Independence, the top of the division there. But Butler Grizzlies, quick turnaround, might be good for them to try and get back into it, playing basketball tonight at Garden City. Tip-off at 7, and that's over on KFH. And going into the weekend, the Wichita Wings. Now, remember, they had been completely unbeaten up to that point. They did not maintain that winning streak. Unfortunately, Wichita Wings suffer their first couple of losses. They lost to the league-leading Chihuahua Savage on Saturday 9-8 and on Sunday 8-4. Next up for the Wings, a match on Saturday at Hartman Arena against the Colorado Springs Inferno. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
All right, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Plus, we have traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.